Good afternoon. Welcome to Aramis Communications Internet Radio. This is Martha Ann Zerba
and Emily Osman
from Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Curia, United States of America. We are broadcasting from St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware. Today is the 24th of April, 2020, and today we're going to, first we're going to speak a little bit about the importance of the detachment from this world and the importance of, sure, we live in the world, but we must stay away from, there's much evil in the world. So we must stay close to God and prayer. And so we're going to talk about that just a little bit. And from there, we're going to go to St. Fidelis, who is a priest and a martyr. And then we're going to pray to the Holy Trinity for an end to this coronavirus. Amen.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this
day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's start with our small talk on detachment from the world. The world is referred to in scriptures many times, especially by Jesus himself. He said that the world will hate you and will not understand you. The world will, in fact, persecute you. This could become the cause of fear and distress for some. It causes these effects within us when we are overly concerned about looking good in the eyes of the world and acting so as to win its esteem. Do not fall into this trap. The world will love you only if you become worldly, taking on its secular and sinful values. Instead, keep your eyes fixed on heaven. Live as though you are in the world, but not of it. Allow the Lord to shield you from worldly enticements so that you will live only in Him and for Him at all times. Seriously, ask yourself today how much influence the opinions of the world have on you. Do you find yourself dreaming of being well regarded and respected in the public eye? If so, be very careful with this desire. Sure, if you have given yourself completely to Christ, and as a result, many people speak well of you, this is good. But it's not all that common. Yes, I repeat, it's not all that common. More often, when we commit ourselves to Christ and to His holy mission, we will find that we are misjudged, we are scorned, and we're even persecuted. It may be only in small ways, but don't be surprised if someone comes more pronounced as you draw closer to the will of God. Do not worry about this. Just keep your eyes on Christ and be concerned about His judgment of you. His opinion is all that matters, because His opinion is the truth. Lord Jesus, you were not controlled by the opinions of others. You did not allow the false values and pressures of the world to direct you. Help me to keep my eyes on you and your will in all things. Give me courage to be concerned only with pleasing you. For Jesus, I trust in you. Well, now we're going to talk about Saint Fidelis, who was a priest and a martyr back in the year 1577 is when he was born, and he died 1622, of course, on April 24th, today. He's a patron saint of lawyers and the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. His murder cut a leg off his body, his dead body, in bitter retaliation for his many journeys. To understand the historical and religious context for today's saint, consider an event that took place 50 years before he was born. On January 5th, 1527, in Zurich, Switzerland, a young man named Felix Mantz was taken hold of by local officials, had his hands and feet bound to a pole, and was rowed out in a boat to the deepest part of a local river. With a large crowd watching from the shores, he was tossed overboard into the dark water and immediately drowned to death. Felix Mantz's crime? Well, he believed only adults should be baptized, not children. Mantz was not killed by the Inquisition, the Pope, the local bishop, or a Catholic mob. His cruel drowning, which mocked his views on baptism, was carried out by dissenting Protestants. The Protestants of Zurich believed in infant baptism while rejecting almost all other Catholic beliefs, and they allowed absolutely no dissenting from their own dissenting from Catholicism. Felix Mons was the first Protestant martyr by other Protestants, heretics killing other heretics for not conforming to their heresy captures the chaos, intellectual dissonance, and cultural confusion in some regions of the 16th and 17th century in Europe. This total meltdown is known as the Reformation. Today's saint, Fidelis, walked right into this still raging storm of violence in the early 17th century, suffering a fate similar to the Protestant Felix Mons, though for contrary reasons. Its very existence challenged by Protestants' counter-reformation, Catholicism swelled like a giant ocean, lifting up scholars, monks, abbots, nuns, priests, bishops, who overwhelmed Europe with their teaching and witness to the perennial truths of Jesus Christ. Saint Fidelis was just one priest-monk among the great tide of the Counter-Reformation, but he was one who became a martyr. He was born as Mark Roy in the town of Sigmaringen in Prussia, in northern Germany, and he was raised in the faith. He earned a doctorate in philosophy in 1603 and degrees in civil and canon law in 1611. Yet, over time, he became disillusioned with his career in law. He had always been an exceptionally ardent Catholic, so he entered the Capuchin order and was ordained a priest in his 30s. He took the religious name of Faithful, in Latin, Fidelis. Fidelis was intelligent, disciplined, ascetic, and committed. His abundant human and spiritual gifts were amplified and sharpened when put in the service of the King of Kings, and he rose to positions of leadership within the Capuchin order. Having become locally well known for his fervor and holiness, Father Fidelis was appointed by the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith in Rome to preach, to teach, and to write in present-day Switzerland, with the goal of exhorting the people to return to the embrace of Mother Church, which had given them birth. Father Fidelis desired martyrdom, and it came for him soon enough. In Switzerland, his zeal and example brought some prominent Calvinists back to the true faith. This made him an official enemy of the Calvinists, who controlled much of that land. One day, when traveling between two towns where he was preaching and saying Mass, Fidelis was confronted along the road by Calvinist soldiers led by a minister. Fidelis had recently caused an uproar in a nearby town and had barely escaped his life. The soldiers knew exactly who was before them. They demanded that he abandon his faith. Fidelis answered, "I was sent to rebuke you, not to embrace your heresy. The Catholic religion is the faith of all ages. I do not fear death." His skull was then cracked open with the butt of a sword, his body punctured with stabs, and his left leg hacked off in retribution for the numerous journeys he had made into Protestant territory. Saint Fidelis died at the age of 45, 10 years after entering religious life. He was canonized in 1746. Over 300 miracles were attributed to his intercession during his canonization process. Saint Fidelis was faithful in life and continues to intercede faithfully in death. So, St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen, through your intercession before the throne of God, we ask you to fortify all teachers and preachers of the faith, to remain faithful to the truth, even to the point of embarrassment, inconvenience, suffering, and death itself. Amen.
Amen. We will now pray the prayer to the Holy Trinity against coronavirus. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father, loving and merciful God, we worship and adore you. In faith, we come before you, asking for mercy and forgiveness for our sins against you and your creation. In this time of anxiety and distress, we lift up to you the COVID-19 situation throughout the world, Father.
Father,
we beg you to halt the spread of this disease and to grant healing and comfort to those afflicted. Please cover everyone with the precious blood of your Son, Jesus, and protect all of us, especially those in the medical field, from any infection and harm. Lord Jesus, we beseech you to grant your grace to government leaders and medical experts with wisdom and knowledge to combat the spread of COVID-19 and to find a cure for it. Holy Spirit, please breathe peace and new life into everyone. May you grace us with a strong sense of social responsibility to do the necessary and to be prudent and considerate in our actions. Bless all people to work together as one family of God and to be compassionate to one another.
We will now pray. Pope Francis' prayer for protection during the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh Mary, you shine continuously on our journey as a sign of salvation and hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health of the sick. And at the foot of a cross, you participated in Jesus' pain with steadfast faith. You, salvation of the Roman people, know what we need. We are certain that you will provide so that at Cana of Galilee, joy and feasting might return after this moment of trial. Help us, Mother of Divine Love, to conform ourselves to the Father's will and to do what Jesus tells us. He who took our suffering upon himself and bore our sorrows to bring us through the cross to the joy of the resurrection. Amen. We seek refuge under your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our pleas, we who are put to the test, and deliver us from every danger, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Okay, so now we're going to start the Catena Legionis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? My soul glorifies the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth, all ages will call me blessed.
The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name.
His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? O Mary conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, you have been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, and our mediatrix with you. Mercifully grant that whoever comes to you, seeking your favors, may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Mary Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces,
pray for us.
Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's Legion of Angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saints Peter and Paul,
pray for us.
Confer, O Lord, on us, who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor, a faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life, a courageous faith which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls, a faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire, to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone, in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen. May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you very much for listening. We welcome all your comments. Please send via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay healthy.
Oh, I'd like to announce that our church, St. Mary of the Assumption, is live streaming the Sunday Masses at 9:30 a.m. You'll just have to go to our website, which is smachurch.com. I repeat, smachurch.com. Please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. Thank you.
Goodbye.